Intervju Radija Študent. Lazarji, otroci in lulanje. Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, pozdravljeni v večernem RKHV intervjuju. Današnjega gosta, Matjeja Žorija, smo pocukali za rokav po projekciji njegovega filma Kilometri pešačenja, ki se je odvrtel v sklopu Mladi talenti letošnjega festivala animiranega filma Animateka. Njegov film se nas je v sicer sijajnem petkovem sklopu Mladi talenti daleč najbolj dotaknil, usodno pa nas je prepričala avtorjeva sproščena drža med pogovorom. Mladi belgijski avtor je s Kilometri pešačenja sicer že zaplul po mednarodnih vodah in bil tudi nagrajen.
So I win at Fontage in Switzerland, I win the New Talent Award, and at Ottawa I win the Vimeo Star Pick Award. So yeah, the track turns around the world.
Žorijev kratki film je prisrčna 10-minutna pripoved o fantu, ki pri tabornikih naleti na misterioznega Lazarja. Usodi njunih podob z migetajočimi stranicami se prepletata na prelivajočem se ozadju zelenega poletnega gozda, katerega krošnje tu in tam neizprosno prebadajo sončni žarki, kakršne pomnimo le iz let brezskrbnega otroštva. Prelivajočo se zasanjanost podob je Žori ustvarjal prvič s tehniko slikanja na steklo, ki je časovno sicer izjemno potratna, ter drugič s stalnim migetanjem stranic likov, ki se že tako ne morejo pohvaliti s kakim pretirano določljivimi obraznimi potezami.
The idea was to be a little bit crappy, not have a beautiful line. For me it was important that the line was all the time moving, vibrating, you know. It was the idea of using the painting in this film. For me, it was like a souvenir, like memory. So I think the line is precise, but sometimes a little bit imprecise. So the idea of you remember, but it's not perfectly okay in your mind. So the line was all the time moving for me. It was like making a background that you can recognize, but it can be a little bit abstract too, maybe a bit in between, you know, like you know the trees, sometimes just line, but you know that tree. Maybe the farm is more precise because I think it's because when I go to the Scout camp 2 years ago for making some research, I had this image in my mind, so it was more precise. But I try to remember sometimes I remember woods, I remember some background, but not everything.
Kmetija, o kateri govori Žori, je cilj pohoda naših tabornikov. Tja se odpravijo potem, ko protagonist pri igri ob potopu spozna Lazarja, s katerim se v gozdu igrata in ki mu ob njegovem odhodu začne na naše začudenje prav popolžje slediti. Tako gost kot pot in kasneje farmo definirajo enobarvne scheme, ki detajle in obrise predmetov ustvarjajo z različnimi, bodi si svetlejšimi, bodi si temnejšimi odtenki in debelimi, vidnimi potezami čopiča. Pri tem izstopa prizor hoje na kmetijo, kjer v kontrastu z ostalimi prevladuje prežgano bela barva.
It's like a memory. You remember there was green, but I think when you try to put all the color in the form, it's complicated in the memory. You can find sometimes maximum three color you can find in your memory. And other thing was made like there is too much sun, so it was like, you know, when the book are near to the window and lose the color because of the sun. I try to rock the color like that, you know. Color disappear because of the sun.
Ko skupina mladih tabornikov prispe do svojega prenočišča, se zbašajo v spalne vreče in poniknejo v spanec. Sledi nočni prizor, ki se začne s sumljivim mučenjem protagonistove spalne vreče, na kar se slednja še bolj sumljivo odplazi z njega, kot bi jo vlekla neka žival. Naš tabornik kot zgleden raziskovalec divjine vzame svojo navijalno ročno svetilko in se odpravi raziskovat. V črnini noči vidimo le sporadične izbruhe njegove navijalne svetilke, ki snopi belih žarkov osvetljuje prostor in fantovo silhueto. Ta na koncu sicer najde spalno vrečo, ki pa oživi in se plazi naokoli, kot bi bilo nekaj v njej. Noč se konča z rezom na jutro, ko fant obesi mokro spalno vrečo, iz katere na to pade nekaj kapljic in lazar. Prav animiranje nočnih dogodivščin je bilo, pravi žori, tudi najtežje.
Making the character walking is always complicated, but I think this, the night scene was really, really hard to do. I think the walk in the night was really complicated and there was a lot of cuts, so I cut like, I think, maybe 20 seconds of animation. For the light, it was like, you know, I reverse the color, so it was also black and white, and I put some effects on the After Effects. I want to make a scene that can be happening, you know. Maybe the people can think in the head that in the bag it's maybe a rabbit or, you know, something like that, or the slug too. It was important that this scene must be a little bit different, but not so different than the other scene. I try to make this scene like, you know, I think when you are a child and you sleep with other child and you make a mistake like this, you know, when you pee on your bag, it's happened to child. It's like in French we said taboo. It's not supposed to be taboo. I think it's not a secret. Child pee on the sleeping bag. And I think what's happened at this moment, sometimes child try to find excuse or try to, they don't know what to do. And I think this moment is like an excuse for the child. It was like, it's not, I don't pee on that sleeping bag. It was a slug. This is the reason why it's happened to this sleeping bag. It's not, I think it's not the imaginary of the child. It's like, it's my excuse. I didn't pee on this sleeping bag. It was a slug.
Vrhunec napetosti v filmu nastopi, ko protagonista pri neuriniranju zmoti prebujajoči se taborniški kolega, ki opazi njegovo mokro spalko in lazarja pod njo. Ob tem se na našo grozo fant v zajčjih skokih zapodi proti prikupnemu lazarčku, da bi ga speštal. Ob tem našega protagonista popade pritisk tisočih sonc in iz njega privre vroč curek, ki bi mu ga zavideli še najmogočnejši islandski gejzirji. Sledi resnosti momenta primerna intenzivna montaža, ki hitro preklaplja med vsemi udeleženci.
I was talking about the muscular wave that the slug used for his movements. So for me it was like a pump, you know, and for me peeing it's like release the pressure, you know, and I don't know, like for me the slug is like all the time like a pump and wait for release the pressure, and this kid want to jump on this slug, and I think the child is release the pressure at this moment, like he have too scared that the slug die, and so he release the pressure, and I think the pump of the slug release also the pressure, and it's like everything is connected at this moment. There is a little connection between the slug and the kid at this moment, and I think he play with the other kid at this moment, so it's like a connection between three characters.
Žori je film z izjemo zvuka ustvaril popolnoma sam, na kar je deloma vplivala tudi situacija s korono. V 9 mesecih je tako poslikal nekaj več kot 1000 steklenih plošč, vsako za en delček premika, na primer lazarja, ki mu je sicer zelo pri srcu kot žival. Žori pravi, da ne razume, zakaj ima konformistična večina raje polže kot lazarje.
Some people say the same question. Ask me the same question, why not snail? I prefer snail. I don't know why people prefer snail. I think it's was because there is this shell under the body of the snail, maybe not so pure form. You know, the slug have a strange form. It's just like something. It's very simple to draw, and in fact, this is not so simple when you try to put detail on the slug. It's not so simple. My first research was in a library, and I tried to find some books about slug. And the only books I found it was how to kill slug, you know. And I was like, oh, why just killing slug? Why we can just sometimes just understand why. I found it was stupid because sometimes it's good library, like you can find good stuff, and the only thing you found about slug was how to kill them. But there was that, but it was also because she was very mysterious for me. She's shy, she's hiding underground, and all that facts was interesting and also inspiring my movie. You know, shy, that kind of things, like shy, hiding. For me, it was like, okay, maybe I can make some image with that kind of facts.
Kilometri pešačenja z vsemi svojimi elementi, ki jih mojstrsko prepleta, ustvarja prijetno in toplo izkušnjo, ki nas, če že ne drugega, spomni na občutke brezskrbnega otroštva.
I think there is a lot of inspiration on this film because it's my graduate movie, so I tried to put everything in this. Like, I want to make a film about childness, and I want to make also a film about slug. So it was like putting two things together. The first film was making a film about a slug. I tried to find a story, how to make a story with a slug, what the slug can say to in a story. So I make some research about slug, how they move, what the specific scientific fact that we know about the slug, and the movement of the slug was more mysterious and interesting for me. They move like a muscular wave. They use muscular wave and mucus. So at this moment, it was like, okay, so maybe I can try to make a story about that kind of scientific facts and play with them. Like maybe it can be a child who try to understand how the slug move. It was different things, you know, in my head at this moment. It was like, okay, I have two worlds to put together, and it's I think maybe I lost myself right now because I have a lot of inspiration for this film. It was like, you know, I began to work on this film 3 years ago, so and I observed kids play sometimes alone. How they play to alone, how they play with the group. So I observe also slug, how they move, what they do during one day. I had sometimes 1 week just for making this film, and I think maybe sometimes, one morning, to observe a slug moving, not only one slug, but you know, sometimes there is a lot of slugs, so you are like, oh, it's magic. There is a thousand of slug here, and it's two thing. I think for being simple, it's two observation that I put together.
Kaj pa vse skupaj ne vse zadnje pomeni? Poskusi alegoričnih interpretacij otroških animiranih filmov niso nič novega in ne moremo si pomagati, da bi tega ne poskušali. Ne nazadnje niso vedno povsem zmotne. A vendar, kako avtor sam gleda na smoter filma?
I think I want to have a lot of emotion when I see a film like sadness. I want to be also a little bit happy. I think I want to be more light when I think this film is like if you exit the cinema and you are more lighter. I think it's okay, and it's what I wanted to do. It's you feel light, little bit like okay, life is it's like a river, and everything can be, you know, some problem can be just not solved, but just be seen to a different way, and so. Yeah, I don't know, if you are kids who peeing on the sleeping bag, you can be sure that it's not horrible. It's funny. You can be funny with you can use it to be funny. But I don't want to make a moral. I think it's like no, it's just like if you feel light and happy at the end, it's good.
Pis au Jelinart. Intervju Radija Student.